Hello everyone. Today's topic is another one more interesting topic in the functional administration. I'm Manoj Sathe and I'm going to teach you one more interesting topic in the functional administration, that is chapter 12, travel and itinerary management. In today's corporate world, you must have noticed that traveling is increased compared to 20 years back. So there are quite various reasons why the traveling has increased. But yes, today not only the staff of the marketing department travel extensively, but for other professionals also they have to travel, not extensively, but yes, they have to travel. And who has to take care of their arrangements? The functional administration department. Then coming to the itinerary, what do you mean by itinerary? So the dictionary definition of the itinerary, as per the Oxford Dictionary's official definition of the itinerary is nothing but a systemized, detailed planning of the routing. So that is called itinerary. So day-to-day planning, hour-wise, okay, 10 o'clock transfer to the hotel XYZ, 12 o'clock transfer to another location, evening 8 o'clock transfer to another meeting at this XYZ center, and midnight again back to airport with another transfer. So these type of schedule is called itinerary. So what are the things are important in the planning of this type of itinerary? First of all, a lot of accuracy is required, particularly in the travel schedules, vehicle or car arrangements, interconnected onward journey schedules for ensuring an effective utility of the tour. So as I told you, for business traveler, what is the most important? It is said that time is the money. So you need to have a lot of accuracy, because every minute of the corporate travelers is important. So let's assume the big bosses of the company, CEOs and all that, per day or per hour, per minute is how much valuable for them. So if you design an accurate itinerary, the corporate will save a lot of time as well as the money of that organization also. So that is where a lot of accuracy is required. Then coming about the travel schedules, just to brief you, in normally we use only 12 hour clock system, but in travel and tourism industry they use 24 hour clock system. They don't use AM and PM format, specifically in the itinerary planning. Instead of 2 PM, they write it as 1400 hours. They use 24 hour system. Why they use 24 hour system in planning the schedules? Yes, to avoid the confusion. Let's say a business partner is coming, landing Mumbai at 2 o'clock. This is just a message you got from your regional office. 2 o'clock Monday, please arrange a vehicle. So if this type of message, just 2 o'clock on Monday, please arrange a vehicle, then which 2 o'clock? Because 2 o'clock can be midnight 2 o'clock, or 2 o'clock can be afternoon also. So if you just mention, let's say if you mention 2 p.m. and 2, so I have seen there are a lot of confusion even in the higher post persons in the HR and administration department. They are confused between AM and PM. So to make a convenient use and to avoid any complexities, most of the companies in HR and admin department, and most of the companies, even all the companies in airline hotel industry, they use only 24 hour system format, no AM PM. That means if the evening flight departure is at 7:30, it will be noted in the itinerary, in the schedule, as 19:30 hours. So there should not be any confusion. 19:30 means it is after 12 afternoon only. And whenever you say 7:30, that means it is morning only. So it is very easy and it avoids all type of confusions. So you also ensure whenever you are planning itinerary, use only 24 hour system, no AM PM format. Next is, it is a very important section in the functional administration department. in an organization should specialize and focus on travel and itinerary management functions. Because if you see their corporate expenses, if you see vast expenses go in this traveling thing. Let's say a budget of yearly budget or expenses of company's functional administration department is, let's say, 3 crores. So if you see out of that 3 crore, you can say more than 70% or 70 to 80% goes to traveling. So it is a huge impact in the functional administration department, travel and itinerary management. So these, what are the functions included in this traveling and itinerary management? So first is ticket booking. Maybe it is railway, plane. Sea is not used much in today's world. Then next is hotel booking. Then next, arranging car rentals. Nowadays you have to arrange visas, you have to arrange travel insurance, as well as the needs of the company officials, guests, customers for various purpose. Purpose can be any type. So just to say, whole corporate travel functions can be classified into 4 things. That is called, more popularly known in the travel industry, as MICE segment. That is MICE. So there are only 4 motives why the corporates travel from a destination A to destination B. So let's say, take a traveler based in Mumbai and take another destination, Singapore. And let's say we right now discussing the traveling in only functional administration department. We are not discussing traveling for his leisure purpose. So this type of traveling, that is business traveling for business purpose, here motivator is business, he can travel only for the 4 purpose, that is called MICE. So what is the full form of MICE? First is, M stands for meetings. As we have taken example, in example we have taken example of Mumbai is the origin and destination is Singapore. So he can go, the business traveler can go to Singapore for business meeting. So this is the one possibility. Second is I, that is incentive tours. So incentive tours is nothing but an incentive is given mostly for the sales professional for achieving their exceptional target, or as in lieu of bonus. So that is called incentive tours. It is most common in pharma and other FMCG industry where the revenue sales is very crucial. So this is called the second type, that is called incentive travel. So a lot of incentive trips are arranged to Singapore as a destination. In fact, recent survey has voted Singapore as a number 1 MICE destination. So we have seen M stands for meeting, I stands for incentive tours. Now coming to C, C stands for conventions. So conventions means large gathering. So there are a lot of conventions held in a lot of international destinations. So this is one of the motive for business travelers to go. So C stands for convention. And last not but least is the E in the MICE. That is the 4th segment. That is, business travelers, they do visit for attending exhibitions. So exhibitions also, there are 2 subcategories. One business traveler may visit that exhibition just for as a visitor. He just want to increase their networking, just to know the technical know-how, explore more things in the industry. So he will be called as a visitor going on a business trip to particular destination. In our example is Singapore. But let's say there is another version, segmentation of this exhibition. Another corporate may go as a exhibitor in that exhibition. So what do you mean by exhibitor? Exhibitor means he will go there and he will set up his own stall. He will book the stall to do the marketing, to the display his company's product. So both the cases. So if you see the percentage of going business travelers to a particular exhibition, most probably the exhibitors will be less numbers, visitors will be more. So only these 3 broad categories, business travelers travel from destination A to destination B. So that is full category is called as MICE. Then travel arrangement for a particular tour trip have to be carefully planned and scheduled to ensure a hassle-free tour of the official or the guest. So it should be meticulously organized travel, and tour arrangements can go a long way in making the visit pleasant and successful. So everything should be very well planned, hour to hour. Then only their tour will be successful. So this can be realized only if the administration has precise and accurate tour details and alternate option. So both things are very important, precise and accurate. So let's say a corporate CEO is going to Singapore for a business 2-day meeting in Singapore. So let's say he is traveling by business class of Singapore Airlines flight. So how you will make the itinerary of this corporate? His will be there in Singapore for 2 complete days. So you should design the itinerary such a way that he should make optimum use of the time. So how you will design? So if you see Mumbai to Singapore, he is a higher side employee, so he will prefer a direct flight because he is a top level corporate, so he will not travel by the ordinary airlines. He will prefer premium airlines like Singapore Airlines. So while making the itinerary, if you see the timetable, Mumbai to Singapore, there are 2 flights of Singapore Airlines, one which departs in the morning, which will reach Singapore in the evening, and another which will depart from Mumbai here midnight, let's say 00:35 hours, and it will arrive Singapore in the morning 6:30 to 7. So which flight you will give him? So if you see the time wise, if you give the day option flight, the corporate's full day will go in waste. So for corporate traveler, the morning flight is not a suitable option. But if you give him the night flight, then yes, anyway he is traveling by business class, so he can relax, have a sound sleep during the flight, and morning when he arrives, he will directly go to the hotel, fresh in, and can go for the meeting. So this is possible. So you have to plan it accordingly. If flight is arriving 7:30 in the Singapore, so you have to arrange a vehicle pickup from the airport to the hotel. Hotel also, you should ensure that you will book the hotel properly. Why? Because by the time that passenger arrives at the Singapore airport, let's say he will arrive at 7:30, he will come out at 8 o'clock, will reach hotel 9 o'clock. He will use the hotel room for 1 hour, he will get refreshed and go for the meeting. But for booking purpose, you should be very careful because the international check-in time of the hotel is not morning. It is 14:00 hours, that is 2 p.m. in the afternoon. So if you want your customer to use the room in the morning, that means there will be 2 possibilities. You have to pay early check-in option. You have to pay extra for early check-in. But again, it depends on the availability, depends on the hotel policies, or if this hotel, particular hotel is not agreeing or there is no policy of this type of early checking and all that, then either he has to wait in the lobby, use the washrooms of lobby and check in only after 2 p.m. or he has to pay for one extra night. So these are the only 2 options. So you should be very careful in planning the itinerary. Depends if the any lower level officer is traveling, then he may use the lobby till that time he will get the charge of room. But if very senior person is traveling, then it is not proper to ask him to wait in the lobby and use the washroom. So depending on the type of traveler, you can, again, in the category of hotel also, depending on the what are the requirements you can give. So let's say this meeting is in the midtown of Singapore, near the Orchard Road, Singapore area. So that is around roughly 45 minutes drive from the airport. So you can give him option. There are many 4-star, 5-star hotels available in and around Orchard Road in Singapore. So you can give very nearabout options near to Orchard Road, main business district of Singapore, that is also nearby to the hotel location. So, what happens if the appropriate travel arrangements are not done? So, first of all, it can lead to wastage of money. So, if you have made a wrong bookings and then again passenger has to book again at the airport, then he will charge you extra for this type of arrangement. Your company has to give the charge twice. So, it will disturb the peace of mind. So, let's take example, if you book a cab once the passenger arrives at the airport and he has waited for half an hour, 1 hour, the car has not arrived at that point and he has done a taxi on own, and afterwards you realize that taxi fellow was there but he was standing at some different gate. Then this scenario, the taxi fellow will also charge the company because he is utilized his service, he has wasted his time. And your company official also will produce administration department the receipt of the taxi which he has used. So, wastage of money. So, it leaves a very bad impression or very unpleasant experience. So, while selecting the service provider, like selecting the airlines also, you have to select the airlines where there should be either direct connection or there should be having very minimum connecting time. What happened? Minimum connecting time means the proper word, it should be a very ideal connecting time. So, ideal connecting time means to change over, lay over at the in between airports. Let's say Mumbai to Singapore example, direct flight is full, it's a peak season. So, he has to go a via flight with a proper connection where there should be very good type of connecting time, waiting time between two flights. So, it should not be more than 5-6 hours also because then he will board, or it should not be just 30 to 40 minutes also. Why? It should not be very less also, because by the time he will go from one gate to that gate, the delays may happen in the delivery or the baggage also. So, he may not get the baggage on time at the destination. So, there should be an ideal connecting time that varies from 2 hours to say 5 hours. So, all these things you should take care. So, any lapses in the itinerary planning may result in severe consequences such as loss of business and customer confidence, credibility and reputation. So, let's say here just to save money or to somehow, instead of Singapore Airlines, you have given some another airlines. Let's say you have given Air India. Normally, now Air India service is improving recently day by day. They use the modern planes. But by chance, on that particular day, the flight got delayed 2 hours. And instead of arriving 7:30 in the morning, that flight arrives at 10:30. So, by the time he will check in the hotel and go to the business meeting, it will be too late if the business meeting was scheduled at 11 o'clock. So, it is a question of reputation. So, that is why for business traveler, itinerary planning is very, very crucial. For leisure travelers, that means those who are going on holiday, it matters, but it doesn't matter as it is critical for the corporate travelers. Because for leisure travelers, if their flight goes 2 hours late, what they will do? They will start the sightseeing 2 hours later, because the sightseeing place is there, it is not going. But here their business partner is also very much time bound. So, it is a question of reputation. So, there could be intangible side effects too. What are the intangible side effects? Intangible side effects means those are not can feel or touch. Loss of goodwill, loss of reputation, that is called intangible side effect. So, administration department has to do certain checklist. For example, ticket booking checklist. First is some major portions. What is covered in the ticket booking checklist is as per this. First is the travel sector, place to place. Let's say in our case, Mumbai to Singapore. Then second, mode of travel. What is the mode of travel? Yes, Mumbai to Singapore, he will go by air only. road is out of question, there is no train service, so you will go by air only. Then air travel, here you should be mentioned for a class of service. So some companies has policy, if the travel is more than 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, all employees will eligible for business class. Some companies has policy, only head of departments are allowed to travel by business class. Whether they are traveling for 1 hour, 2 hours, if he is head of department, he or she, then he will be eligible for business. So depending on the company policy, here you have to note down. If any very big top person, CEO, is traveling, then he may travel by first class also. All airlines first class service is not available. Certain airlines only available. So you have to check whether that particular airline, this type of class is available or no. Then when it comes to train travel, you have to check what type of service the train is available and what is the company policy, whether that person is eligible for first class ticket or no. Then sleeper cars also, there are two types. One is 2-tier, 3-tier AC, without AC, etc. Then coming to the food, if passenger is going by air, then there will be various food options. Veg or non-veg is the basic type, but those who are frequent travelers, they know various meal options are available and there are various codes are given. For example, on the air journey, while booking, the code given for the Hindu meal is HNML, and for veg meal it is given VGML. So you may think Hindu meal means it must be a veg meal, but no, Hindu meal means meal which includes chicken but no beef, that is called Hindu meal. Some airlines, they provide kosher meal, Muslim meal. Muslim meals mean no pork in it. So some airlines have even started Jain meal also, although it is very limited option, not on all the sectors. But these are the various categories. Some airlines, they have started low calorie meal, low cal meal. Diabetic patient, they have started sugar free meal also. But again, you have to request this type of meal 72 hours prior to the departure. Again, there is no guarantee. Some airlines they provide, some airlines provide it on very limited sectors. So don't give a 100% assurance. If passenger is diabetic, he will 100% give a sugar-free meal. You can request it, you can wait. Within 72 hours, you will get the confirmation whether it is available or no. If it comes saying it is confirmed, the sugar-free meal, then you can tell. But don't give a false commitment to your business travelers. Then above from this, another one important thing is, most corporate travelers, they use the frequent flyer cards. So for example, Skywards is a membership for the Emirates. Miles and More is a membership card or membership thing for the Lufthansa German Airlines. Jetwings is for Skywards, for Emirates. So there are many. Every airlines has their own frequent flyer program, and there is one frequent flyer program which combines around 20 to 25 airlines. It is called largest frequent flyer program of the airline, that is called the Star Alliance. So some corporate travelers are member of that program also. So their frequent flyer membership number, you have to note it down and you have to put into the PNR of the passenger, of the airline PNR. So the full form of the airline PNR is passenger name record. So every passenger has unique PNR. That means every passenger has unique passenger name record. So you have to enter all these details in that when the actual travel professional will do the booking. Then entitled to travel concessions or not. So some travelers, they are eligible for travel concessions. So what are the various concessions, whether they are eligible or not. Then special packages such as summer package, if any offer is going on, so whether they are eligible or no. Then international timings of different countries, this is very important. So it is very important because As per the time system, right now if in India it is 8 o'clock in the evening, in USA it may be morning. So you should be taking care of the different time differences. In some countries, they change the time during summer also. That is called daylight saving times. For example, New Zealand, France, some part of USA, during summer to gain more sunlight, they change their clock 1 hour ahead or behind. So that is called daylight saving time. That is only particular months, not all year round. So you should take care of this point also. Then, booking accuracy of details pertaining to date, time and class of travel to and fro. Then, country-wise currency and foreign exchange rate. This is very important, that what type of currency. Every country has different criteria. Nowadays, there is a limit how much cash you can take abroad also in Indian currency. So, you have to follow all these rules and regulations. So, the best mode of transport is, mode of transport for currency is the traveler's check that you can use quite often. Nowadays, a lot of companies has bank has started with their foreign currency card. You can avail the facilities to avail the foreign currency with use of that card. Then the come to the next part, that is the ticket booking checklist. So in this, what are the things you should do as a functional administrative staff? That awareness of cancellation and post procedures of the tickets. So what are the procedures for the cancellation and postponement? That means if your passenger has to cancel the ticket, then what are the charges? And if you want to postpone the journey, then what are the charges? If any late penalty is there, then whether it is allowed, because certain tickets are completely non-refundable, where date change penalty is not allowed, you have to travel on that particular day itself. If you don't travel, you will not get any type of refund. Then knowledge of flight timings, train timings and schedule. Then next is equipping the administration workstation with the up-to-date flight and train timetables. This is why it is very important, because as the timing, you have to inform for the pickup of the arrival for the guest, etc. So let's say if a person is coming by Jet Airways from Delhi to Mumbai, and you have to arrange a pickup car to bring down that person to your office. So if he's arriving at Mumbai at 11 o'clock in the morning, you will send a car. You may think he is coming from Delhi, so he will go, you will send a car to domestic airport that is located in the Santa Cruz domestic airport terminal. But you are wrong, you should have the up-to-date information, because 1 year back only, even the domestic operations, Jet Airways has shifted from the domestic terminal 1 to international terminal 2. So now all the Jet Airways arrivals and departure is shifted to Sahar international terminal. So you should have all these up-to-date information. Then equipping the administration workstation with a display chart of the key telephone numbers for inquiries, booking and telecheck-in of airline. So there should be a chart prepared by the administration team with day-to-day helpline numbers, booking numbers as well as telecheck-in numbers. So if any delay happen, then what to do, where to contact, where you can get the up-to-date information. So nowadays, some website also gives accurate information. For example, official for the flight arrivals, official website of Mumbai Chhatrapati Shivaji International Airport, they have the up-to-date arrival and departure information. So that website you should save in the favorite. So you can often, very often, you can visit and get the accurate information. Then equipping the administration workstation with fair travel charges to important destination. You should have up-to-date fare and travel charges to important destination. Then amenities at airport such as lounges. So what are the lounges? Lounges are nothing but a special service area where visitors can wait. So business travelers and first class travelers, airline offer these lounges free of cost. Nowadays, even economy travelers can avail this type of facility at Mumbai airport. For economy travelers also, they can have this paid service and they can sit in lounge and have refreshment, but they have to pay. So in Mumbai airport, they have the GVK lounge where, as per the airline agreement, first class and business class passenger avail these services free of charge, whereas economy class passenger can avail the lounge access at a payment.